Orange in the Central West, 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman, Furniture, Bedding and Electrical in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. It is a short weekend, of course, Good Friday this Friday, Easter Saturday, and then the 1st of April, it is Easter Sunday. Tawick Park will come alive with the sound of camels. Yes, it's the camel races. Joining us in the studio, Graham Eggleston. Good morning to you, Graham.
Good morning, Neil.
Mate, thanks for your time this morning. I take it all is in readiness. And,
yes, we've got all our plans in place. Plenty of camels, and there's plenty of market stalls. I think we've got 57 market stalls at the last count. And amongst those for the children, we've got three very large jumping castles in under the trees. We've made sure we've put them under the trees in case it's very hot and sunny. And Murray Horseman has finished his toy camels. Now, these toy camels are for the children's camel races. They'll pull these camels on wheels, probably about 30 metres,
yep,
and plenty of prizes. So we got variety, and also allowing for the mums and dads, if they want to have a look at the market stalls, there's plenty of time to do that.
Of course, food and drink options will be there. It's just a good family day out. Now, on the track, let's just be clear about it. It's there's no odds or betting,
no,
but there are sweeps.
There are sweeps. You can only have bookmakers for thoroughbred, trots and greyhounds in New South Wales.
So the supreme elite camel misses,
yes,
out.
Yes. The ship of the desert's not included, but right, we can still have sweeps. And there'll be plenty of those. And we've got the Northwest Rural Fire Brigade doing those sweeps for us, selling the tickets. And we've got the Orange City Fire Brigade doing the parking. We'd like to thank them for that too.
Yeah, fantastic. Look, it's on what time are gates? What time should people aim to get there?
Okay, well, the gates open at 9 o'clock. The first race is at 10. And all adults will be required to wear a wristband, which the security guys will have. And also the teenagers from 16 to 18 will have a different coloured wristband on. And that is for the licensing purposes with the track, which is understandable. And as well as that, all the camel teams will have a separate wristband, so we would like the crowd not to get too close to the camels. That's the main idea of it, because it doesn't matter what type of animal it is. It can be your pet cat or dog, but they can, if they get a little bit scared, do something you don't want them to do.
Yeah, and they're a big animal too, that's for, yeah, sure. All right, the camel races are on now. What we are doing is raising money for Give Me Five for Kids. Our target all up this year with our campaign is $95,000. The camel races will go a very long way to help us get there. And, of course, it's $10 in and that money's going towards the charity.
Yes, $10 for adults, $5 for aged pensioners. Children under 16 are getting in for free. And so we're trying to make it a very, very much a family day. Camel races, kids, things for the kids, and things for the adults too with the market stalls.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, Monday's a public holiday for many, so it's a great opportunity to come out and have a good look at the camels, have some fun, and of course, enjoy yourselves with your family on Easter Sunday. Graham Eggleston is from the Camel Race Committee. They've been working since the last one's finished about this time last year, and they've got it all in readiness for this Sunday. So come and support us, folks. Graham, once again, thank you. We'll talk soon, but thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Neil.